This is another episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC, celebrating 40 plus years on the fringe of show business. Stories, interviews, and comedy sets from the famous and not so famous. Here's your host and MC, Scott Edwards.
Hi, and welcome to this week's show. And more important than that, welcome to a new year. Man, are we so happy to have 2020 behind us. It was a doozy and not good for anybody. We got through it. Hopefully this will be a much better year. I have a positive attitude about it. So ladies and gentlemen, welcome to 2021. Woo! Yes. Definitely something to celebrate. And I think that we're going to kick it off with a special show for you on the podcast. For those of you that have been listening for the last 9 or 10 months, thank you so much. We're planning to keep going through the balance of this year. We have some special things planned for later on. But right now, let's jump off the new year with a very special show. And what I did is I took four totally different kind of acts, but all top quality headliners to do comedy sets for you. No interview this show. This is all straight comedy, and I think you'll enjoy it, and a great way to start off a new year. So coming up later on to close things out, nothing better than a good rant from Dennis Miller. You've heard the name. He's a famous political comic and commentator, and he does a great little rant about daytime TV I think you'll enjoy. Also, we have the very funny Steve Smith. This guy is a tremendous comic and headliner that worked for us for many years in the 80s and 90s. This set's from about 1991. I think it's 92, and I know you'll enjoy it. We have some terrific comedy from Jay Leno. I'll explain a little bit more before his set, but we have a couple pieces involving material by Jay Leno I know you'll enjoy. And to kick things off, and again, 2021, positive mental attitude. It's going to be a better year. We got 2020 behind us. We're going to have some good times. Let's kick it off with some great entertainment by Jeff Jenna. Now, this comic was a regular headliner at Laughs Unlimited during the 80s and 90s. He is a very funny and smart headliner. So I know you'll enjoy this set. Ladies and gentlemen, here's some great stand-up comedy recorded live at Laughs Unlimited by headliner Jeff Jenna.
Thank you very much. I'm a 40-year-old white guy with no goals in my life. I recently discovered I have accomplished nothing in my entire life when I turned 40 recently. And 40's a tough age for guys. I don't know about women. I can only speak for myself. But see, 40 is the age when you're a guy. You got to walk right up to that big board that we keep in our mind called the dreams of our life. And you got to walk right up to that big dream board, and you got to start taking stuff off the dream board, moving it over to the never gonna happen board. And the first few come off pretty quick. It's like, oh, pro ball player? Nope, guess not. King of the whole thing? Guess not. Multi-billionaire? Guess not. And then you start getting down, you're going, Jesus, I'm 40. I have done nothing with my life. And that's tough. See, because, you know, see, if you're like black or gay or a woman or in some minority group and you have done nothing with your life, at least you got an out. See, but no. See, when you're a straight white man in America and you have done nothing with your life and you hit 40, you got to look in the mirror and be really honest and go, you know what? I have every advantage. I must be an incredible loser. I have done absolutely nothing with my life. And how many people, you work hard for your living, right? Yeah. But sometimes you feel like you don't even have an income. You feel like you're some kind of cash redistribution center, you know what I'm saying? Every payday you're kind of going, thank you very much. Here you go. Yeah, come on back next week. There's going to be more. They have this theory about life that no matter how much money you make, you always need 40 more bucks a week. I think it was actually Einstein who first postulated expenses equal salary plus 40. The famous E equals S plus 40 theorem. Are you familiar with this? See, and here's how it applies to all of our lives. It doesn't matter what you do or how much money you make. You can end up making $100,000 every week. And on Friday, you'd be going, man, if I only had 40 more bucks. I could pay my utility bill too, you know what, honey? So what do we do to get more money? We all do the intelligent thing, right? Play the lottery, yes! No, but that's stupid too. You know why? Normal people like you never win the big dough in the lottery. You know who wins? Weirdos. Weirdos, the biggest weirdo of all time lives in Chicago. A guy in Chicago won $42 million. One man. $42 bucks. You know what this weirdo says the next morning?
I'm not quitting my job.
I'm at home going, what? $42 bucks. This guy's walking around the house going, you know, honey, I've been thinking, and we could still use that $200 a week. And if we only had 40 more bucks, then. Now, let's be honest. If you won $42 million, would you quit your job?
Yes. Yes.
Not me. I'd be in there the next morning with a completely different attitude about it. On my way to work. It's gonna be a short day today, man. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Woo! I'd be sitting in at the desk going, I don't think so, fat boy. That's right, I said fat boy. What? Well, yeah, I've been drinking. In fact, I got some beer over here in the filing cabinet. See, I say go in there and kind of fool around, you know, until they fire. That way you could get unemployment, too.
That was Jeff Jenna. Oh, I know you enjoyed that. Mr. Jenna is a very funny headliner and worked for many years for me. And we're happy to have him back on the podcast. All right, coming up now, something kind of special and unique for you. First, Jay Leno was a regular at Laughs Unlimited. We had him at the regular club early in the 80s, and then he became a huge megastar, and then we used him for a few concerts. And together, my partner Bob Stobner and I put together a TV commercial to promote Jay coming to Sacramento in concert. So I'm going to play that TV commercial first and then edit right into a set that Jay did on the David Letterman show. So you're going to hear Jay doing material and interacting with David Letterman. But what makes this particular to me and my history in comedy, at the end of the interview, Jay plugs Laughs Unlimited in a future visit to us. So I think between the two, you're going to get some great material from Jay and some great references to his appearances at Laughs Unlimited. So let's jump into it. First, a TV spot, and then some straight material from the Letterman Show of Jay Leno.
Coming one night only, November 26th. It's Jay Leno, sponsored by Laughs Unlimited and K108 FM.
They're doing Rocky IV.
Rocky
IV. Surprisingly,
it's almost out.
Stallone is going to play a fighter in this one.
Yeah.
Oh, stretch that acting instrument to the limit, huh? But you know what's interesting, though? I think, see, performers like Stallone, like Arnold Schwarzenegger, they've opened up the acting profession to a lot of people who couldn't get into it before when speech was a major requirement. Now any cave dweller that can wield a tire iron in a public saloon is now a potential Academy Award candidate. Cats run away. My wife's cat ran away for 3 days, sends me out in the middle of the night driving around looking for the cat like the cat's going to stick to the main road. Well, if he's trying to get to Ventura, I think 101 is his best bet, huh? After 3 days, the cat comes la-dee-don back into the house again like an idiot. I say, where have you been? First of all, the cat's gonna lie anyway. You know. I gotta buy Frisky's buffet. And what a moneymaker this is. I don't mind buying the Frisky's. I just hate setting up that stupid buffet every night. Hot lights, a silly hat.
Be there Wednesday night, November 26th at the Sacramento Community Convention Theater for one show only at 8 o'clock with Jay Leno, sponsored by Labs Unlimited. Get your tickets now at Bass, Ticketron, and all the usual outlets, as well as Labs Unlimited in Old Sacramento.
Welcome back to the show. Now, Jay, what else is bothering you in your travels?
You know, David, I brought a piece of film with me. As I said, I was in Detroit, and I get annoyed at people that say that, you know, the Americans don't build a car as good as some other country. So I bought a piece of film that I think will help, well, just explain the way of a lot of Americans feel. I think it expresses the sentiment of a lot of,
okay,
a lot
this
of
our is country. The, with just regard the film, to the quality of American work.
Yeah, I did this up in Boston.
All right. Jay, I wanted to bring us some video here.
You know, once you get where you're going in Boston, your problem is really only half solved. Then you got to find a parking space. And among a lot of swank Bostonians, the fashionable thing now is to get one of those wimpy little foreign cars. You know, the kind that can zing in and out of those tight little spaces. Me, I like to create my own space. That's why I drive an American-made vehicle. A real vehicle like this baby here. I can kind of bully my way around. What's that in front of me? A little Japanese car? Here's a present from my cousin in Detroit. Now don't get me wrong, I don't mean to imply that the Japanese don't make a good vehicle. Just that, well, like a lot of people, I feel safer in a heavy American car. There's a show up in Boston called the first Boston driving test that Leon sometime in August. That's a little clip from it.
Now, where did you actually drive
it? I drove that thing. That thing weighs 56 tons. I mean, I said, did I run over it yet?
You actually mashed the car yourself?
Oh, yeah. That's what's great about not, it's not union, so if there's somebody in the car, it doesn't make
no
difference.
No problem.
That's the nice thing about it.
You know? Now, I know you like watching a lot of television, and you're...
Another one. I got the A-Team now, I guess. Have you seen this?
Sure. That's a big NBC
hit. It's a big NBC.
Sure.
You know what bothers me about the A-Team, boy? You miss the first 2 or 3 minutes. It's so hard to follow the rest of that story. Those intricate plot twists. What's the premise of the show? You got these veterans, wrongly accused of a crime?
I don't know.
You got Mr. T with the stripe down his head. You got Papad with the white hair. You got the beautiful woman, the three male models riding in the back. They're in a black van with a red stripe, a wing on the top. The thing's jacked up, and the cops are going, we can't find them.
No trace of them.
Unbelievable premise.
Yeah. This is the time of year when a lot of performers, go out and work fairs and so forth.
I don't do any. I used to do fairs. I used to work a Midway.
Really? Those are rough, aren't they?
Yeah, I worked Milwaukee Fest at a Midway once, and like you're standing there, and just people walk by. Oh, I used to do cheap carnivals. You ever do those? The kind of carnivals that pull into a town, like they take over the Kmart parking lot. You know what I mean? You know, and all the rides are on the back of trucks. You know, and they always leave the trucks running in case they kill a kid and they gotta get out of there. He's dead. You know, the teacups are going around, there's big greasy chains with links missing out of them.
You actually work those things?
I work those things.
Yeah, the guys running the rides are nice looking.
Oh, yeah, they always have people on some kind of prison work furlough program. Why? You see mothers put their children on these rides. The guys are going, nice looking boy. It's horrible. I just flew down. I was up in Maine yesterday.
Yeah, I was up in Maine.
I was up at Kennebunkport.
I was up at Kennebunkport.
Are you from that area? I was at the Port Gardens Inn.
I don't know where that is.
I was in Zanies in Chicago. You know what I made a mistake?
Zanies in Chicago? Is that in Zanesville, Ohio?
No, that's in Zanies in Chicago, I said.
No, but it's not in Zanesville?
No, and I want to thank the owner, Vito Zany. What a crazy guy. He had a dream of opening a club, and he did it. And I think that's the
Vito Zany.
You know what's annoying about when you fly by? You ever see that gift catalog you get?
Oh, sure. It comes in the monthly airline supplement.
Yeah, it's American Airlines gift catalog, and I'm looking through it. And they have gifts like a 26-inch color TV. Who would buy a color TV from American Airlines? I mean, besides paying full list and waiting 18 weeks for delivery, what do you do when this thing breaks? Drag it down to baggage claims? And I think the horizontal hold is a little odd.
That's tough. Jay, congratulations on your string of 132 days.
That's right.
It ends
in two more weeks. I go to Rascals this weekend. And the Aladdin Hotel in Las Vegas next week, and then the week after that, Laughs Unlimited.
All
I
right,
thought you'd
Jay.
Like that name
now,
in Sacramento.
When you rest up, come on back and see us.
All again. Right, I shall do that.
Jay Leno, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back with Larry Melman.
I know you enjoyed that. We were so excited to have Jay and Dave Letterman talk about his future appearance at Laughs Unlimited. So let's move on to some more great comedy. Coming up now is a very talented headliner, Steve Smith. This was recorded live in 1992. I know you'll enjoy it. Very funny guy. Ladies and gentlemen, some stand-up comedy by Steve Smith.
Does Bill Clinton seem like the president, or does he just seem like this guy taking care of the White House until the real president shows up? I voted for him. Well, first time I ever voted for somebody who won. But I'll tell you something, people won't admit they voted for Clinton anymore. They won't go, hey, did you vote for Clinton?
Why?
What'd he do today? I almost voted Perot. Anybody vote Perot?
Yeah.
My mom did too. I almost voted Perot. I just didn't think America was ready for a Keebler elf as president. Here's a deal, here's a deal, here's a deal, here's a deal. You want a cookie? Want a cookie? Here's a deal. Here's a deal. I'm rich, I'm short, and I'm nuts. That's the deal. Here's. I'm rich, I'm short, and I'm nuts. I'm nuts and short and rich. And I'm just nuts. Cookies for everybody. I have this theory that the last five presidents of the United States have actually been cartoons. No, I can prove it. They've been part of the Seven Dwarfs. There was Carter. Happy. There was Ford. Dopey, right? Nixon would be Doc, because he could do amazing things with tape. Okay, Reagan would be? Sleepy, yes, yeah, sleepy. He used to fall asleep at meetings. This is our president. Ladies and gentlemen, President Reagan. Well, just say no. Can I have some more Prozac, mommy? And Bush would be this little known dwarf. Bush would be pukey. Remember that? There's a bright spot in American history. We send the most powerful man in the world, the leader of the free nation, to Japan to help us with our trade. Yeah, and he blows chunks on a guy. All the poor Japanese guys, oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God, he blew chunk on me. Oh, my God, you blew chunk on me. Oh, yeah, we want to buy your car now, yeah. I can't believe you blew chunk on me. Hey, we like last president, he just fell asleep. No blood chunk. What's up with the chunk? I think he said that. Remember this about that same time this one Japanese man got on Japanese television and insulted Americans. Remember this? He apologized for this later. But this one Japanese man goes, oh, Americans are lousy workers and Americans are lazy. You know what I say to that?
So?
Bingo, you got us. Who wants to work 18 hours a day? I don't want to work 18 hours a day. Hey, you make my VCR? Well, I'll watch it.
Just could you come over and show me how to hook it up?
Man, I was watching that guy on TV. When I saw that guy say Americans are lousy workers, Americans are lazy. Man! I almost got out of bed and turned the channel. But I have a remote control. Man, I just flew. I was in Phoenix. I had to fly. God, I hate flying. I should get over this fear. Yes, you should, Steve. There's one airline I won't even fly on. That's airline smoking something. This whole airline stolen. This whole airline should just say no. I won't tell you a name. I'll just give you initials. Southwest Airlines. You ever fly in Southwest? Do you like them? No, see, I tell you why I don't like them. They don't give you a seat. They don't assign you a seat. They don't give you a seat. They give you a boarding pass. No seat. Just a boarding pass. So the guy's taking tickets like... Sit anywhere you want! Oh, we ate all the peanuts. Ooh, I can't believe I'm the pilot. Where are my keys? I get afraid of crashing, you know. I get up there, I'm going to crash. I don't know why I think that, but I do. My buddy goes, sit in the back of the plane. It's safer. You know, right? You sit in the back of the plane, you hit a mountain at 900 miles an hour, you're just last to die. Hey, look at all these dead people coming right at me. It's like being on the third floor of a bad earthquake. Shit. Planes crash, not very often, but they do. Plane crashed in Los Angeles a little while ago. Plane crashed in Detroit. This is true about a year ago in New York. This one plane didn't even get off the runway. Plane just went, all right, thank you. Nobody got hurt on that flight, which was great. But what's funny about that flight was the flight number. It had a funny flight number. Any guesses? Funny flight number. It wasn't 666, but I think 666 would be a great flight number.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Captain speaking. We'd like to welcome you aboard flight.
Honey, these peanuts are getting hot.
I'm your captain. My name's...
Come on, honey, we're getting off the goddamn plane. Come on. Come on, Satan's flying the plane. Come on. He's going to turn you into a goat. He will not. See? Move your hoofs. Let's go. No, 1666. Good guess. No. 13, no. 69. No, 169. 69, that'd be a good flight, wouldn't it?
We're going to go around again. Try to keep your butts off of the tray tables. Keep your penises in the upright and long position at all times. It's okay to smoke.
No, 169. No, the actual flight number? No, no, 777. Yep. No, the actual flight number? I'm not making this up. No, two. Two. That's funny. When I hear the number two, I'm on the floor. Hey, Steve, two. Stop it. Stop saying two. I'm dying. No, it wasn't two. It was four. No. The actual flight number was 5050. 50-50, yeah. Would you even get on a plane 50-50?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Captain speaking. We'd like to welcome you aboard flight 50-50. You know, we think we got a pretty good chance of making takeoff. Sit back, relax, and...
That was Steve Smith live on stage. Ladies and gentlemen, I know you enjoyed that set. He was one of our favorite returning headliners at Laughs Unlimited all through the 80s and 90s. This particular set was recorded in 1992, and I'm glad you enjoyed it. Hey, I have something unique coming up. As I mentioned, I wanted to kick off the new year with something different, and we've had three so far different headliners providing different types of comedy, and I'm going to end this with something totally different. So one of our regular headliners, more on the political comedy side, was Dennis Miller. Now, Dennis Miller worked for me a lot in the 80s, and then he got very famous. He had his own TV show, has done a lot of appearances as a commentator on other shows. But he's famous for his political rants. In the year 2000, he put together a book and a cassette set. Okay, for those of you under 50, a cassette was a little piece of plastic that had a tape in it, and you could play back things. Anyway, Dennis gave me as a gift this set from I Rant, Therefore I Am. Once again, Dennis Miller produced in 2000 a cassette series and book called I Rant, Therefore I Am. You can still get the book through Amazon. It's very, very funny. Pick it up if you can. But right now I have an excerpt from the cassette version of the book, and it's Dennis Miller ranting about daytime TV. I think it's very funny, and it shows his intelligent view of things, and it's totally different from everything else you heard earlier in this podcast. But to kick off 2021 properly, and now for something different, Dennis Miller ranting about daytime TV. Take it away, Dennis.
With everything that's on daytime television today, one thought continues to haunt me. How in the hell did Richard Bay get canceled? Lest anyone think I'm biting the hand that feeds me, let me clarify. When I speak of talk shows, I mean the anti-Darwinian Lord of the Flies clusterfucks that pass for daytime programming. The shows where the basic rules of human discourse are paid about as much attention as Linda Hunt on the set of Baywatch Hawaii. Now, I'm not saying they all suck like airplane toilets, but you could safely conclude that the good ones can be counted on the one hand of a bad woodshop teacher. It's not hard to figure out why these shows are popular. They answer the burning question, what do the people we see being arrested on COPS do during the day? Why have these daytime chat fests flourished? Well, the answer is that all the smart people are working when this shit is on. The sub-morons who watch this dreck are the people nobody wants to hire. That's the only way I can explain the sheer number of gene pool skimmings that make it on the air. I swear you can still see the jelly on their foreheads where the electroshock terminals were attached. What I find so scary is that some of these shows have been on for years, but they still manage to find this Fantasia broom army of social misfits to appear on them. They all look like they just stepped out of a William Faulkner rough draft, mouth-breathing freaks who make Jethro Bodine look like David Niven. But these shows do provide a service. They weave together some of the shabbier threads in the fabric of our society and give them a voice, even if that voice is frequently only heard inside their own heads. Hey, how many times have I seen chunky tattooed women slap fighting in the laundromat parking lot and wished I knew the backstory? And the Yoda of daytime, the professor emeritus of emotional chum, is one Jerry Springer Esquire. Now here's a man who's become a household name. Excuse me, make that a trailer hold name by offering daily spectacles that make Brazilian snuff films seem uplifting by comparison. Each day, Springer ladles through the primordial ooze like some psychotic cafeteria lady and dishes up the mystery meat of the human condition. My favorite part of the Jerry Springer show, though, is Jerry's final thought. Yeah, like all of a sudden, Jerry is going to add some perspective and sanity to tie it all together. I got news for you. Jerry has only one final thought. And you know what it is? Are the Siamese twin Hasidic skinheads confirmed for tomorrow? We are the rubberneckers, and Springer and his ilk orchestrate the train wrecks we all slow down to ogle. And the freak stakes have to be jacked up higher with each passing day, because let's face it, folks, we are less shockable than David Lynch in a pair of platform galoshes. Well, that just about wraps this rant up. But here's my final thought. What kind of world would it be if we weren't all inexorably drawn to watching trashy chicks scream at each other right before they get a makeover that looks like it was done by a guy who paints murals on the sides of vans, only to find out that no amount of makeover will be enough to assuage their pain at losing their man to another hoe's hoochie? Of course, that's just my opinion. I could be wrong.
Well, I know you enjoyed that. You can tell by the writing that Dennis Miller is a very intelligent guy, and he has a way of expressing himself totally different than our previous three headliners and pretty much different than anybody in the business. But Dennis has been very successful, and we were very proud at Laughs to present him early in his career back in the 80s as a regular headliner at our club. So, ladies and gentlemen, that was the kickoff podcast for 2021. I hope you enjoyed it. We're going to continue each and every Sunday releasing a new podcast, and we hope you continue listening, tell your friends, and share it. Once again, we hope you enjoyed the comedy of Jeff Jenna, Jay Leno, Steve Smith, and Dennis Miller. Thanks for listening to the show. We'll see you next week. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Stand Up Comedy, Your Host and MC. For information on the show, merchandise, and our sponsors, or to send comments to Scott, visit our website at www.standupyourhostandmc.com. Look for more episodes soon and enjoy the world of stand-up comedy. Visit a comedy showroom near you.